Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Sadi Dalad. We are on page 520. Siman Shin Sadi Dalad is Safek Eruv Madina. What is the halacha if you have a Safek Eruv? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Safek Eruv. You have an Eruv that is a Safek. Kigon, for example, Safek Im Haya Kayan Ben Ashmoshos Im Lav. We know for an Eruv to be Chal, it has to be around during Bein HaShemashos, but you're not quite sure if it made it to Bein HaShemashos or not. Mutter. So a Safek Eruv is Mutter. V'hu shehoya lo cheskas kashrus. That's only if it had a cheskas kashrus before the Safek came up. Kigon, for example, shenichu sham, they actually placed the Eruv there, the era bo Safek, and then a Safek happened. So you know it was there, there was a cheskas kashrus, and then a safek arose, halacha is its mutter. Aval in lo hayo lo cheskas kashrus. But if there was no cheskas kashrus on this eruv, kegon safek im hunach sham im lav, you just don't even know if the eruv was ever placed or not, lo. So then we will not go lakula, we will not say that it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, safek im hayo kayim ben hashmashos. So there was a cheskas kashrus, you're not sure if it was kayim ben hashmashos, it's mutter. What happened was, the Eruv was eaten or the Eruv was burnt. And you're not sure if this happened before Bein HaShemashos, or if the Eruv was still around when Bein HaShemashos started. The Shaar Tzion writes in Sifkat and Aleph, the ilu haya yodeya, because if you would have known, sherega achas haya ha'eruv kayim, that for one moment of Bein HaShemashos, the Eruv was around, achas shekvar hisla zah Bein HaShemashos, azafil yodeya bevavei shetekev nisrov gam ken kosher. Even if you know a moment after Bein HaShemashos started, that then the Eruv was burnt, it's 100% fine, like we learned in yesterday's Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah is saying, the suffix is that it got eaten, it got burnt, and you don't know if it lasted for a moment in the Bein HaShemashos. So then, since it had a cheskas kashrus, the Mechaber says it's going to be mutter. Sifkaton Beis goes on the case where it doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. For example, it was a suffix if it was ever placed at all, so then it's no good. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Beis, the after pasak le'el b'simen shin tzadi gimel, even though we learned in yesterday's simen, u'b'simen reis hamach alav de ma'arvin eruvei chatzeros Bein HaShemashos. We said you are allowed to place an Eruv Chatzeres during Bein HaShemashos. De'ein lo cheskas kashrus. How could we say over here that if there's no cheskas kashrus, it's a suffix, it's not good, and then we say you could put an Eruv L'chatchila out during Bein HaShemashos? How could you put an Eruv out during Bein HaShemashos? That's a suffix, and it doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, and we said that's not good. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sal Korachach Tzarech Lomer, you have to say, the suffix imhuna klau garatfei. The suffix the Mechaber is discussing, where you don't even know if the Eruv was ever placed, that is much worse. But the case where the Eruv was placed, you placed during Bein HaShemashos, at least you know there was an Eruv placed, so in that case, we would not say that a suffix without a cheskas kashrus will be a problem. There, even without a cheskas kashrus, will be okay. V'lochein, and therefore, im hiniach l'shitufei mavuos basar shel suffix treifa eno Eruv. If one place for the shitufei mavuos, where you're allowed to use other foods, so a person placed meat of a suffix that maybe this animal is a trefa, it's not a good eruv. Dezeh havik a suffix im hunach. That's really like a suffix if there's eruv placed at all. Because if it's not good, it's not good. So therefore, that is a suffix im hunach. Vikam de bo'in and suda haruyam ibodyom. We also need a suda, an eruv that's fit to be eaten ibodyom. And therefore, that would not be good. V'ayin bebir alocha. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis. You also need that the Eruv should be in a place during Bein HaShemashos that you're allowed to take it from there. Hilkah, therefore, in Nofel Olav Gal, if a pile of rubble, some stones, fell upon the Eruv, ve'eno yocho litlo below moro v'chatzina aser. If you're not able to clear out the rubble that fell over the Eruv without using an axe and other kinds of tools that are going to involve Isurei Daraisa, so that Eruv is no good. Says the Rama, the ha'eruv einu tzarach lios kaim rak Bein HaShemashos. The eruv only has to be around during the zman of Bein HaShemashos. The yuchal la'ochlo k'shevade chashecha. You're allowed to eat the eruv once it becomes zvaday laila. Now, right there you should be bothered, because the Rama is saying that you're allowed to eat the eruv when it's zvaday chashecha. We just said before that all you need is the eruv to be around for one moment of Bein HaShemashos. So why do we say you're allowed to eat it when it's Vadech HaSheichesh? You're allowed to eat it even when it's Benash Mashos, as long as it was around for a little bit. So if we jump to the Bi'ar Locha, the Vemaskal, V'yuchal Ochlo, K'shevadech HaSheicha, he says, the after Le'el B'simin Shin Tzad Gimel Siv Gimel, even though we learned yesterday, the Mechaber Paskind, the Imnecha Ben Ashmashos, Gam Kein Eruvo Eruv, if the Eruv was eaten during Ben Ashmashos, the Mechaber says Mefurish, and the Ramah doesn't argue that it's a good Eruv, Hasam Hu Le'inyan Dievid. That's only B'dievid. If it was eaten, so then it's going to be okay. Aval L'chadchila Ein Kedai L'hachmis Atzmo Afilu B'safek D'Rabbanam. Here we're discussing L'chadchila, the Ramah saying, V'yucha L'ochlo L'chadchila, K'shevadech HaSheicha. The Mechaber yesterday was saying, if it gets eaten, the Rebbeinu Shmashos, it's okay, that's B'dievid. So says the Be'er Halacha, V'haydim Mekelinam B'siv Be'ez Shom L'hanichol L'chadchila B'nei Shmashos. That which the Mechaber said in Siv Be'ez, that you can place an Erev L'chadchila B'nei Shmashos, Mayri Nami Kigon Shenes Acher. That's also talking about a B'dievid case, you got delayed. V'lohi Nichol Mikodem, you didn't put it out before. So therefore we consider Lakabi the din of Eruv Chatzeros like a B'dievid, and therefore you can put it out Ben Ashmashos. Aval L'chadchila, B'vadai Mitzvah Anichol Kodem Ben Ashmashos. L'chadchila, you should put it out before Ben Ashmashos. And it should be the whole Ben Ashmashos. That which you can put it out during Ben Ashmashos, that's B'dievid. That which if it gets eaten during Ben Ashmashos is okay, that's also B'dievid okay. But L'chadchila, you put it out before and it lasts the whole Ben Ashmashos. Back to the Ramah. So the Ramah said, Ha'eruv ein yotzarech liyos kaim rak ben ashmashos. The Eruv only has to be around, like we just told in the Be'er Halacha, l'chadchila ho ben ashmashos. V'yuchal l'ochlo k'shevadech HaSheicha. Then l'chadchila, you could eat it when it's vadei laila. V'yesh l'vtzoa olav b'shachris b'shabbos. The Eruv Chatzeros, if you want to eat it on Shabbos, you should use it for your lecha mishnah Shabbos morning at the Suda. Says the Ramah, v'davka v'mokav shenhogim l'orev kol erev Shabbos. That which you're going to use the challah or the matzah of the Erev Chatzeros for Shabbos morning, that's only if the minhag in that place is to make an Eruv every Erev Shabbos. So then you're eating it every Shabbos. Aval odiv tvei la'orev al kol ha'shana b'pam achas. But it's better to do like we do, to make one Eruv for the whole year at one time. K'dele'el simin shin samuches, and then avada, you're not eating it every Shabbos morning. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Gimel, below Mora v'chatzina aser. If you have no way to get to the Eruv without clearing off the rubble using these tools that are involving in Issa d'Raisa, so then the Eruv is no good. Avol, im ein tzarech l'mora v'chatzina, if you don't need these tools that involve with d'Raisa, el l'talta muktza, all you have to do is move off some rubble that is muktza, so lo gazra ola ben ashmashos, that they did not make gzeira on ben ashmashos, Kemosha Kassav Simon Rei Samach Aleph, and therefore if the Erev is just covered by Muktza, that you can move the Muktza and get to the Erev, that will be Mutter. Only if removing the rubble will involve using tools that are an Issur D'Oraisa to use on Shabbos, so then it ruins the Erev. Sevkatan Dalad, we said you should eat the Erev Shabbos morning. Hatam, the reason is, Hoel Vis Avid Dei Chad Mitzvah. Since the Erev was used for one mitzvah, so Nasev Mitzvah Cheres, you should use it now for another mitzvah for Lecha Mishnah. The after Yuchal Ochlo Gamba Arvis Kanal, even though you could also use it for a mitzvah at the Friday night Suda, you don't have to use it Shabbos morning. Mikom Akom Tov Yosel Litzoa Lo B'Shachris. It's better to use that challah for the morning Suda. Mishum De Pa'omim Makdim Lecho Ba'arvis Kodim Chashecha. Sometimes we eat the Friday night Suda before it gets dark, and the zman of the Erev really kicking in is during Ben Ashmashos, even if you will makabel Shabbos early, and therefore it's better not to risk it and have it Friday night, therefore save it for Shabbos morning. Sifkaten Hey, the Ramah said that although you can use the challah Shabbos morning, like we're saying, once you use it for one mitzvah, for an Erev Chatzeros, use it for another mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, but Lemaisa, it's better to not have it every Shabbos and just do one Erev for the whole year. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Shema Yishkehu Pamachas Melorev. The obvious reason why it's better to use one box of masa for the whole year is you don't have to remember to do it each week. You have it set up for the entire year. V'ayin le'el b'masher kasavti, Shom b'sivhei. Look what I wrote earlier in Sivhei over there. Sivkoton Vav b'pamachas. Again, ideally, make one Erev Chatzeros for the whole year. U'ba'ofen zeh. In this scenario, kishenechal eruvo b'shabbos. If the Erev that was set up for the year gets eaten one Shabbos, Eino Mutter Rak La'oso Shabbos. You can only rely on that Erev that was eaten that Shabbos for that Shabbos itself. Avalolo Shabbos Abba. But as we've learned, once it was eaten on Shabbos A, you can't rely on it next week by Shabbos B. You have to put out a new Erev Chatzeros. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel. Nisano b'migdal v'nal b'funav. You put it in a migdal. A migdal could be a tower, it could be a cabinet. We'll see in the Mishabura. It's whether it's a migdal that's attached to the ground or it's a movable cabinet. Either way, you put it in a migdal. V'nal b'funav, and you locked up the migdal. V'ovar ha-mavteach kodem shechashcha. And then you locked it up so geshmak, but you lost the key before Shabbos started. You lost the key before it got dark. So the halacha is as follows. Like we learned before, you have to have access to the Erev, and now you have no access. So, im e'efshar lahotzi ha'erev ela im kein asa melacha gemura ben hashmashos, if it is not possible to get to your Erev without getting involved in a iser melacha daraisa during ben hashmashos, ha'rei zeh kemi sha'avad ve'eno Erev. If it would require a daraisa to get to it, that's ki'il the Erev is gone and it's no good. Sha'rei e'efshar lahotzi, you can't eat it. You have to have access to the Erev, you have to be able to eat the Erev. So if you have no access to it because you lost the key and it would involve a daraisa to get to it, so that Erev is no good. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Zayin. Bin Migdal Shel Binyan. First he says it's in a Migdal, which is like some kind of tower, of a building, of a structure that's Mechubar L'Karka, attached to the ground. Or a Afilu B'Metalto. Or even if it's in a Migdal, which is a cabinet that's movable. Kemo Teva Gadol, like a large box. Hamachzekes arboim sa'a, that is able to hold in it an amount of 40 sa'a, sheyesh b'stirasa mishum stiras oal daraisa. Those two cases, if you're going to destroy it, that would be involving stiras oal daraisa, because it's a certain size, kemavur b'simen shin yodah, like we learned in chelek gimel. Sivkotan ches v'avram avtech, you lost the key, so now your erev is no good if it involves a daraisa to get it open. Zokta mishabura dafka shenevar mimokum shenicho. We're specifically talking about a case where you put the key somewhere and then you lost it. The eino yodea hechadu, and you have no idea where the key is. Avalim hu munach b'mekomo. But if the key is still in the place that you put it, eloshu shachach be'eza mokom unicho, you just forgot where you put it, so have a that is a good eruv. So it has to be, you know where you put it and you went there and the key's gone. So you have no idea where the key is, that's where there's a possibility that the Erev is going to be puzzled. But if you don't know where you put it, you just forgot, then it's still a good Erev. That's better. Why? The Ovid Hu Demitker. Because it's normal that a person forgets where he puts something and he remembers. So the fact that you just forgot where you put it, that will not ruin your Erev, because very likely you'll remember. We're talking about a case that you know where you put it, and it's not there anymore. So you have no idea where it is. So then already, it's less likely that you'll figure it out. And therefore, if it involves a daraisa, you would have to have no Eruv. So, cut the test. Kodem shechashcha, you lost the key before dark. Pirish. Kodem zman ben hashmashos. You lost the key before ben hashmashos started. The bitchilas ben hashmashos kvar hoya ovad mimenu. That by the time ben hashmashos started, which is a zman of the chalos of the Eruv, it's already gone from you. That's when we say if it involves the molocha gemura, it's not a good Eruv. So, cut and yud. Kigon shetzorech lister hamigdal adelas. For example, the daraisa would be, you have to destroy this migdal to get to the key, to get to the Erev, rather. Oh, adelas, or the door to get there, sheyesh bo mishum stiras ohel. Those two cases would involve stiras ohel, not allowed. And therefore, that Erev will be no good, as the Mechaber ended off and said, sharei iyav shalachlo, because you have no access to this Erev to eat it. Says the Mishabura Yud Aleph, v'im nimtza ha-mafteh b'Shabbos. Let's say all of a sudden you found the key on Shabbos, b'mokum sheyocho lahavio b'lo melacha daraisa. You found the key in a place that you could bring it to the Migdal to get to your Erev without carrying in a place where it's an Issa Daraisa. Meaning, Shalo Hoya Masik Rosh Hashanah Ben Mokom Sheninsa Maftech Lebein Migdal. There's no Mokom of Rosh Hashanah which would involve carrying Daraisa to get it from the place where you found it to where the Erev is located. So have a Erev, that will be a good Erev. Afal Pi Shalo Hoya B'yodah Ben Hashmashos. Even though you do not have the key on hand, during Ben Hashmashos, if you found it on Shabbos and you can get it to the Migdal to get to your Erev without involving the Issa Daraisa, that's going to be fine. Why? Kevan Shemotza Oso Achar Kach, since you found it afterwards, Chashvinan Lei Ki'ilu Hoya B'yada, we view it as if it was always in your hands. Shemotzu Ihu Shim Tzenu. Because it is commonly found that a person can find the key. And therefore, if you already found it, we'll say it's okay. Like we said before, if you didn't find it yet, it's no good. If you end up finding it, we'll view it retroactively as if you were going to find it, but really it's more likely to remember where you put it than to find it. So only after the fact, when you found it already, so then we'll say the Erev is good, it's killed, you had it the whole time. That concludes Simen Shin Sadi Dalet, and Mishnah tomorrow. But the next year we'll learn Shin Sadi Hey, and we'll move on to Hilchos Tchumen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.